You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hello and welcome to Insomnia Radio UK number 166. I'm Stuart Morrison, and thanks to Ro Cutler of Dark Compass, who hosted the last IR UK episode. I've got 12 tracks for you this time. All were previously played on the Insomnia Radio Daily Dose, and I will include links to the Daily Dose posts in the show notes. uk.insomniaradio.net is where to find them, of course. This is a normal episode, so you'll be hearing from me again after each track. And 11 of the tracks on this episode were sent to us by Supercat PR. So, thanks to Matty and Lewis for that. I've taken the liberty of including their press releases after each track, which I'll read out. Apologies if it sounds a bit stilted, but if you don't like it, please let me know. So, first up, we have the band Plaza with Youth. Plaza with Youth. Plaza is all in capitals for some reason. They are four late teens from the industrial seaside town of Hartlepool, writing anthems that resonate the trials and tribulations of growing up, youthful romance, lukewarm beer, and parmos. Now, I had to look that up. It's a chicken parmesan, colloquially known as the parmo. It's a breaded cutlet dish originating in Middlesbrough and a popular item of takeaway food in the northeast of England. Anyway, with their third single, Youth, Brighton's Plaza returned to the foreground with another dose of their defiant brand of self-destructive socio-political post-indie. They released this track as a single via Beyond the Wall on Friday the 4th of November, and Facebook is the place to go to find out more about them, where they are We're Not Plaza. Links in the show notes, of course, because that's spelt really weirdly. So next, we have White Room with Stole the IV. White Room with Stole the IV. Brighton outfit White Room have announced the upcoming release of their brand new single Stole the IV. Well, it's been released now, but with an impressive number of festival appearances under their belts, including performances at Isle of Wight, Reading and Leeds, and Dot to Dot. The 5-piece regrouped in the studio with esteemed producer Adrian Bushby to record another blistering number that serves as a real statement of intent going into 2017. The quintet's rapidly developing live reputation has already earned them plenty of plaudits across the country, and the latest psychedelic-tinged effort showcases frontman Jake Smallwood's incredible songwriting prowess amongst a sea of soaring guitars and killer riffs that hint further at their exciting potential. White Room Stole the IV was released on the 18th of November, and their website is whiteroomhq.com. So next we have Family Friends with Look the Other Way. Family Friends with Look the Other Way. Brother-sister duo Family Friends, made up of Rebecca and Tom Fitzsimmons, release a stellar, dreamy new single, Look the Other Way. Now living between Melbourne and London, the group's sound is East London cool glazed with South Australian sun. Bouncy psych elements combine with warm, hazed-out dream pop to create an infectious comeback single. While there is a decidedly 90s lilt to the music with nods towards the classier elements of Britpop and the slacker alt-rock of the period, Family Friends slot well into the modern school of tasteful, melancholic guitar pop. And Facebook is the place to find out more about them, where they are Family Friends Band. So next, we have the band High Tide 1547 with When I'm With You. that was High Tide 1547 with When I'm With You. Newcastle six-piece High Tide 1547 have announced the release of their brand new single When I'm With You. That was it. Following support slots with the likes of Primal Scream, Maximo Park and British Sea Power over the summer. Wow. The band are set to embark on their first UK tour to coincide with the release of this track. Another infectious number from the sextet, intertwining pop rock with noisy reverberating guitars, having firmly established themselves in the northeast and gained widespread online tastemaker support, the band are primed to take their powerful live show across the UK. Produced by Mick Ross, High Tide's When I'm With You was released on the 11th of November, and facebook.com/HighTide1547 is where to find out more about them. So next we have Paris Youth Foundation with Losing Your Love.
I'm not trying to upset you. I've been out of friends to talk. Losing your love. Trying to forget you. It's not been going so well. Losing your love. Now there's nothing left to discuss. You know I love.
Youth Foundation with Losing Your Love. Liverpool-based five-piece Paris Youth Foundation have announced the release of their debut single Losing Your Love, backed with You Wanna, If You Wanna. With a debut performance on the BBC Introducing Stage at Reading Festival and Radio 1 acclaim already under their belts, Paris Youth Foundation, I don't know why I find it difficult to say that, are snapping at the heels of their musical contemporaries with all the exuberance their name suggests and then some. With the maturity to their songwriting coupled with a refined level of musicianship, their irresistible anthemic alternative rock sound is destined for a bigger stage. That was released as a single on 7-inch vinyl on the 2nd of December via Crosstown Recordings, and it was available digitally on the 11th of November. And if you want to find out more about them, facebook.com/Paris Youth Foundation. Right, next we have Tiny Cuts with Free Now. That was Tiny Cuts, and unlike the first band we played, Plaza, which was all uppercase, Tiny Cuts is all lowercase. The song was Free Now, and Welsh band Tiny Cuts have released Free Now, the latest and final track from their album Baby, You've Been Cut by Love's Thrashing Blade. As AJ from the band says, this track wraps up our debut album. It's synthwave with a bit of punk and post-punk thrown in. It's dedicated to his friend Laura, and artwork is by Norris Nouveau. And facebook.com/tinycutsmusic is where to go to find out more about them.
Enjoying the music on today's Insomni Radio UK? Don't forget to support the artist. You can get links to their site by visiting our site, uk.insomniaradio.net.
So the next half of Insomni Radio UK 166 starts with the band Palm Honey and the song Stick the Knife In. Palm Honey with Stick the Knife In. Reading UK band Palm Honey are releasing their EP Tucked Into the Electronic Wave in January next year, and that is a single from it. This new single marks a significant departure from Palm Honey's previous material. A furious motoric beat and eighth note bass line propels wails of feedback and quivering synth to stratospheric heights. There is little summertime bliss here and more paranoid darkness as a violently out of control guitar solo and echoing discordant piano. Did you get all that? bring the track to a close. Their self-deprecating humour and modesty provides a relief from the rock and roll faux bravado that so many bands like to toy with. They pride themselves on authenticity and honesty, and it's working pretty well so far. So if you want to find out more about them, they have a website, which is palmhoney.co.uk. Next, we have Cassassin Street with Do or Die. Cassassin Street with Do or Die, and since their last single, the politically charged Hand in Pocket, Portsmouth psych pop five-piece Cassassin Street have split their time between performing to thousands of people the length and breadth of the country and abroad, and being holed up in their studio concocting a bunch of fresh new tracks. Do or Die is the first of these, and the first release taken from the Freak EP, which is to be released in early 2017. The irresistible Do or Die feels like a new high water mark for a band quickly establishing themselves as one of the best unsigned live acts in the country. Combining infectious beats with a massive earworm of a chorus, they are evolving their trademark energetic psych-infused indie pop to arena levels. Having raised their live game this year, playing to massive crowds at prime new festivals in the UK, Why Not and Victorious, and in Europe the SOS 4.8 festival in Spain. The band will be taking their new material on a short UK tour in the lead up to Christmas. And to find out more about them, they have a website which you can visit, is cassassinstreet.com. Next, it's Orchards with Honey. Thank you.
expected me to forgive your wasted behavior, but I won't cave.
Orchards with Honey, combining left field experimentation with pop sensibilities, Brighton's Orchards unveil their new single Honey, which was out on the 18th of November. Once again, recording with engineer producer Thomas Laveau Morley, Orchards have further honed their skittish math pop sound. I like the term math pop. It makes sense as well in this context, where intricate guitars and drums provide the bed on which Lucy Evers' vocals thrive, before a stunning spaced out release singles A Thrilling Climax. Since the success of their last single Peggy, which had only over 50,000 views on YouTube, Orchards have shared the stage with Meet Me in St. Louis, Alpha Male Tea Party and White Lung, whilst also appearing at festivals such as a carefully planned Festival, Truck and Why Not. Furthermore, slots at Edinburgh Fringe and playing as part of the global stripped back music series So Far Sounds highlight the band's versatility and skill. If you want to find out more, facebook.com/orchardslive or Orchards Live, I'm not sure. Can't tell really. Right, next we have Fairchild with Start Again.
Blue jay, feet it bounce, so I'm coming in slow.
That was Fairchild with Start Again. Australian. This is the second band who are from Australia but now based in the UK. Family Friends were we heard from earlier. Fairchild have urged listeners to put their lipstick down and rehydrate their senses with the release of their flawless new single Start Again, a sleek and lightweight samba that lathers you in glitter and compels you to ransack your wardrobe and dazzle the dance floor with shiny, shimmering shapes. Channeling the restless groovability of Talking Heads and the dance floor sensibilities of INXS, Fairchild are keeping their cards close to their chest on what is to come in 2017. Now based in Manchester, the band recently embarked on a nationwide tour with MOTHXR, and is set to support the Human League on a very British synthesizer tour. Fairchild's Start Again was released on the 15th of November, and they can be found at wearefairchild.com. Next, this is WH Lung with Inspiration. We'll be right back. That was W.H. Lung with Inspiration with an exclamation mark after it. Manchester psych three-piece W.H. Lung announced themselves with a monster debut single, which you just heard, released on the 25th of November on Head Glow Inc., which I believe is their own label. W.H. Lung is a recording project founded in Manchester in the mid-2016. Its first single to yield is the dreamlike and shifting Inspiration, recorded at the Nave in Leeds and produced by Matt Peel. A song that speaks to the ideas of eternity, belonging and meaninglessness. It takes the shape of a kraut psych journey, persevering but never dull and bringing it home before the break. The motoric, it's the second time they've used that term, nature of the track stems from W.H. Lung's writing ethic, which, with an Alesis drum machine at its core, aims to create a surrounding maelstrom of ethereal circuits and hypnotic rhythms, and I really like that. I'm a big fan of krautrock, and that's continuing the tradition. whlung.wordpress.com is where you find them. They really ought to get a URL to point to that. It would be much better. So, last track time on IRUK 166. Thanks again to Supercat PR for providing us with most of the tracks that I've played today. Apart from the Tiny Cuts track, all the others came from Supercat PR. So thanks to Matty and Lewis. The last track on IRUK 166 is Seeing Hands with It's True. Thank you. That was Seeing Hands with It's True. Newcastle dream pop quartet Seeing Hands have revealed their second official release, It's True, which you just heard, as the follow-up to their hit debut single I Knew You, which is out earlier this year. Their latest offering, a potent mix of dreamy vocals and sumptuous guitar licks delicately sewn together with frontman Kev Curran's lyricism, is sure to build on their debut effort and win plenty of fanfare in the process. Having already received widespread acclaim from the online community and airplay on the likes of BBC Six Music and XFM, the Northeast outfit have focused on honing their live craft over the last few months with support acts, support slots for acts including Daywave, Beach Baby and Turnover. With further new material in the works, the four-piece looks set for a busy 12 months, and It's True certainly acts as a real statement of intent going into 2017. Produced by Alex Greaves and mastered by Brian Lucy, who is a sound engineer for the Arctic Monkeys, apparently. And the Black Keys. And the Shins. Blimey. Seeing Hands, It's True was released on the 25th of November. And facebook.com/seeinghandsband is where to find them. So that's it for Insomnia Radio UK 166. Here's what you heard. Plaza with Youth, White Room with Stole the IV, Family Friends with Look the Other Way, High Tide 1547 with When I'm With You, Paris Youth Foundation with Losing Your Love, then Tiny Cuts with Free Now. And then after the break, six tracks were Palm Honey with Stick the Knife In, Cassassin Street with Do or Die, Orchards with Honey, Fairchild with Start Again, WH Lung with Inspiration, and finally, Seeing Hands with It's True. If you want details and links, head over to the show notes by going to uk.insomniaradio.net. If you'd like to comment, you can do so at the same place, uk.insomniaradio.net, and look for episode 166. You can send me an email, uk@insomniaradio.net. Let me know what you think. And Ro will be along in a couple of weeks with the next episode, which is 167. So bye, and thanks for listening to Insomnia Radio UK.
You've been listening to Insomnia Radio UK, part of the Insomnia Radio regional family of shows. If you'd like to get detailed show notes and band links, head over to uk.insomniaradio.net. And to subscribe to the show, feeds.feedburner.com/IRUK, or look for us in iTunes.